This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. These days, the news is full of celebrity trials, cases involving Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, Kobe Bryant, and someone who has become a kind of celebrity due to intense media coverage, accused murderer Scott Peterson. High-profile cases bring unique challenges, especially when it comes to finding jurors who don't already have strong opinions about the accused. To gain further insight on these matters, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Slate Magazine legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick.
So let's first talk about the Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant, who's charged with rape in Colorado. Both the prosecution and defense are trying to keep certain information from going to the public. So what are the issues here?
Well, this week they're wrangling over a couple of things. On the one hand, Kobe's defense team is trying to keep out taped statements that Bryant made to the police at the time that he was initially questioned. They're saying those statements are inadmissible because Bryant was not Mirandized before giving them. On the other hand, you have the prosecution team who is trying to keep the medical and mental health records of Kobe's accuser sealed and away from the public and also from the jury. There's some claim that she waived her right to privacy when she made statements about her own mental health to all sorts of people. And I should add that all this stuff is sort of mooted right now, Alex, by the fact that a tabloid reporter has just put parts of his book on the New York Daily News, explaining in detail what Kobe said to the police, explaining in detail what's in the accuser's mental health file. So whether or not it goes to the jury is almost irrelevant. The public knows it now.
All right. Pretrial publicity, also an issue in the Scott Peterson case, this man accused of murdering his wife, who was carrying their unborn child, the Michael Jackson case, and the Martha Stewart trial. What can judges do to keep pretrial publicity away from corrupting these juries and these trials?
Well, the truth of it is they have a very, very limited sort of arsenal, and it goes back to a time when you were worried about pretrial publicity in a small town with a local newspaper and nothing else. Now in an information age, the tools they have are pretty limited. They can do things like impose gag orders, which is what Michael Jackson's judge has done, which precludes parties and lawyers and witnesses from talking to the press. They can go through the process of voir dire, which is where judges or lawyers question the jury. Are you biased? Do you think you can be fair? That's what is going on with the Martha Stewart jurors. They certainly can give jury instructions. Judges can say, look, anything you may have heard in the news, you are to disregard. But that's sort of like saying, don't think about pink elephants. They have the ability to sequester juries, which, as you know, didn't work out very well in the OJ trial. They can postpone trials, which doesn't make much of a difference in an era of 24-hour news. And the last thing they can do is what they did in the Scott Peterson trial, which is change the venue and try to move the trial somewhere where the jurors are maybe a little bit less biased.
You know, there was this juror in the Martha Stewart case who was dismissed or left the jury pool for some reason last week. And on her way out, she turned to Martha Stewart and said in the courtroom, you know, I've always admired you. Good luck. And I just imagine this kind of shock to the hearts of the prosecutors who are sitting there asking themselves, oh God, how many others of these potential jurors feel exactly the same way, but they don't, you know, they don't say it because maybe they want to be on the jury.
Well, the studies on voir dire are pretty clear. Voir dire just does not work very well to ferret out biased jurors. You sort of ask for the help you can ask for, but beyond that, it is a tremendous problem in this day and age, particularly when you have jurors who want to be on Good Morning America, who want to get the multi-$1,000
right.
book deal. It's the incentives to get onto one of these juries and wreak havoc are just incredibly powerful, and there's very little lawyers can really ultimately do other than tinker around the margin.
Dahlia Lithwick joins us regularly on Day to Day. She writes a column called Jurisprudence for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Dahlia, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure.
And that interview from Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.